Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 54. The Racine Common Council agenda includes a communication from the Tavern League seeking discussion about their request to hold off on enforcement of overnight alternate side parking restrictions until 3 a.m. versus 2 o'clock so that staffers don't get tickets while closing down the bars and rideshare customers don't get a ticket for doing the right thing. It got some unofficial discussion recently with the Public Safety and Licensing Committee and multi-bar owner Joey Legath.
There's still new officers that are coming on. It is their job to write tickets that violate the law. What I want is an ordinance change that says they're not violating the law until after 3 o'clock in the morning on days that it's 2 o'clock closing. But when it's 2:30 closing, it's on the weekends anyway.
Alderman Jeff Coe, who chairs the committee, said it's been an issue for some time and his belief that a change would be okay for the business districts. Tavern League members told the committee snow situations would preclude the special parking consideration. The issue will be formally assigned to both Public Safety and Licensing and the Public Works Committee. The Caledonia Village Board tonight is scheduled to consider two ordinances affecting the planning process in future years, for which some in the community believe would mean a loss of local control. Both call for deleting references to the 2006 land use plan, as well as neighborhood plans and the maps previously adopted, in favor of the 2035 comprehensive plan developed by the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. The neighborhood plan, put together by residents more than 10 years ago, factored into debate about a proposed and rejected Walmart store at 4 Mile and North Green Bay Roads. The 2035 plan might allow such development. Pleasant Prairie police are investigating a carjacking that happened in broad daylight last week at the Premium Outlets Mall. A 37-year-old woman told police she had parked her vehicle in the lot near the north end of the shopping complex early in the afternoon on June 3rd. When she was approached by a man armed with a gun, the man demanded her car, money, and cell phone, which she handed over. The man left in her vehicle and was last seen heading north. Another vehicle possibly involved in the robbery was seen following the victim's vehicle. The stolen vehicle was recovered in Milwaukee over the weekend. Anyone with information about the incident is urged to contact Pleasant Prairie Police. Kenosha fire units were called to a multifamily building just after 3 o'clock this afternoon for a report of a fire in the rear of the building. The first fire unit to arrive at the scene at 3514 60th Street reported smoke and flames showing. However, it took just minutes for firefighters to knock down the flames. The cause of the fire and the amount of damage are under investigation. CPR will be taught in Wisconsin schools, starting with the 2017 school year under legislation signed weeks ago by Governor Walker. Dr. J. Carter Ralphie, the chief pediatric cardiologist for UW Health in Madison, says learning CPR is extremely important. Some schools already have model CPR training programs in place, but Dr. Ralphie says even with the new law, implementation and training will remain the keys to success.
Somebody like a bystander who understands how to do this basic hands-only CPR, as will be taught in high schools, can literally save lives. Other states that have implemented this have seen a reduction in the mortality associated with sudden cardiac arrest.
The American Heart Association has invested more than $95,000 to provide mannequins and training DVDs available to schools, Dr. Ralphie praising the spirit of cooperation to implement the law. Sudden cardiac arrest remains a leading cause of death, in part because many people don't know what to do. In partnership with Gateway Technical College, Racine County Workforce Solutions is hosting a GED boot camp for Racine County residents seeking their high school credential. The free boot camp consists of 2 weeks of intensive classes offered Monday through Thursday from June 20th to June 29th at the Workforce Solutions office at 1717 Taylor Avenue. The GED boot camps are designed for individuals who are ready to take their GED tests as soon as possible. For more information or to register, contact Guadalupe Bedeo at 262-634-6458 or guadalupe.bedeo@racinecounty.com. One of the 10 oldest rhinos in the U.S. has died at the Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison. According to a news release, George, the white rhinoceros, was humanely euthanized because of his deteriorating health. George arrived at the zoo with Gracie, a female rhino, in 1976. She died in 2012 at the age of 42. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.